Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
If you were to walk into the cemetery across the road here, and you saw an open, empty grave, with the vault in, but open, the grave dirt lined to the sides of the grave, you would probably not rejoice at that sight. It would probably be a sobering sight to know that at some point soon, a tent will be set up, a funeral procession will come, grieving people will step out of their cars and will process to the gravesite, and there will be a short service, and the casket will be lowered down into the grave, and the lid will close. That would be a sobering sight to see that, knowing what is coming, an empty grave. But here today, this morning, we also rejoice. We actually rejoice over an empty grave. The women came to Jesus' tomb that Easter morning and found the stone rolled away. The covering for the tomb was off, and the tomb was empty of any dead bodies. There was no body laying in that grave. And we can hear that account, and we can rejoice at this empty tomb, because we know that Jesus had been laid in that tomb, and he had risen from the dead. Where the women were afraid, where they were trembling, where they were alarmed when they found the empty tomb, we do not need to be alarmed, we do not need to be afraid, and we do not need to tremble at this. We instead know the whole story. We know that Jesus' resurrection from the dead was all part of his plan, and that this empty tomb is something at which we can rejoice. But you might say, how can we rejoice at it? We don't, after all, rejoice at Lazarus' empty tomb in the same way that we rejoice at Jesus' empty tomb. And after all, Lazarus too was raised from his grave. His grave opened up and his spot was empty. Why do we rejoice at Jesus' empty tomb? Certainly the women eventually should have been able to rejoice that this man whom they had known, whom they had followed, now is resurrected from the dead and he can be with them once again. Certainly Jesus' other family and friends can rejoice that he is risen from the dead, just like Lazarus' friends and family could rejoice that he had risen from the dead. But why should we, 2,000 years later, be able to rejoice at this empty tomb? Well, Easter matters because of Good Friday. Because Jesus was the perfect Son of God who had gone to the cross and suffered the death of a criminal, a horrible, humiliating death to take on the sins of the world. He suffered the punishment of sin because death is the punishment of sin. And what's more, he suffered even hell on the cross when he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He suffered all of that for you to pay for your sins. He suffered for every word that you have spoken in anger and malice. He has suffered for every evil thought that you have had against another person. He has suffered for every evil deed that you have done. And he has also suffered for all the times that you have failed to do what you should have done in love for your neighbor. He has suffered for every time that you have failed to speak words of love and comfort and kindness for your neighbor. He has suffered for every time that you have failed to think those things that are right and pure and true and lovely and admirable. He has suffered for every time that you have failed to call on the name of our Lord in prayer, to live in trust in our Lord, and to cling to his promises. For every time you have failed to love our Lord's word, he suffered for all of it, for every last sin of yours and every last sin of every person in the whole world on the cross. And so, when we come to this empty tomb and see the stone rolled away and the young man sitting in there telling the women, "He is not here, he has risen," we can rejoice. Because that means that all of our sins that were laid on Jesus on the cross have been fully paid for. He suffered the complete and full punishment for every last one of them. And so you can look at your sins and the things for which you feel guilty, and you can look at Jesus on the cross and you can say, "My sins were laid there on him." And then you can look at the symbol of the resurrection, which is the empty tomb. And you can say, "And it was all paid for there on the cross." And what's more, you can even stare an empty grave in the face with joy. You can stare your empty grave in the face with joy. Even your own tombstone with your name on it, with your birth year on it, waiting for your death year to be etched on it. And you can rejoice, knowing that your grave, because of Jesus' empty grave, your grave is the gateway to everlasting life. And you do not need to fear even death. Yes, you do not need to fear anything else in this world, because Jesus has conquered the greatest thing. He has conquered the thing that seems to be the worst, that puts an end to everything that we do, everything that we try to accomplish in this world. Jesus has conquered even death. And so whatever might happen, whatever you might lose, whatever ridicule or shame or opposition you might suffer for the name of Christ, even should you suffer death, you do not need to be afraid. You can stare at your empty grave with your open vault there in the face and rejoice that one day your Lord will call you. Your Lord who paid for your sins and who already buried you in the tomb of your baptism. He already buried you in that grave and he already raised you to a new life. He promises that he will on the last day raise your body to a new life. Never to decay, never to get old, never to suffer pains or cancers or any other terminal illness again. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.